The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Companion planting is planting certain flowers, vegetables, or herbs next to your vegetables or other plants, frankly, that either draws in pests to them or helps keep pests away from your desirable plants. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for Planter's Place, and today I want to talk about how it's never too late to implement companion planting to protect your garden. If you have more pests than you'd like to see in your garden, it's still not too late to use trap crops to reduce some of the pressure off of your desirable plants. Many trap crops are basically sacrificial plants that appeal enough to insects to draw them away from your veggies and give you a specific location to find and destroy the little ones that you don't want around, while others are pungent enough to dissuade pests from wanting to even be in the area. The Colorado potato beetle is a plague to many gardeners. Very few pesticides are effective on them, and picking them off by hand can be exceedingly time-consuming unless you have children who have nothing better to do. Tansy is an excellent herb to plant near your potato patch to help ward off the beetles, but tansy should only be used if you have a severe problem because it can be invasive if not kept under close control. Another plant, although equally as vigorous, if not more so, is horseradish. Planted near potatoes, they should help discourage potato beetles. A less invasive choice is planting eggplants near your potatoes to draw out the beetles. And while it doesn't seem to make much sense to plant one desirable vegetable to protect another, if you're not a fan of eggplant, then just go for it. Cabbage is another vegetable often plagued by multiple pests. While cabbage loopers are the common caterpillar eating holes in your cabbage leaves, many areas also have issues with the diamondback moth larvae that does the same thing. Fortunately, the diamondback moth is not picky on its brassica choice, so planting species such as collards can lure the moth away from your cabbage. Another trap crop option for potatoes includes radishes for flea beetles and root maggots, plus nasturtiums are effective not only against flea beetles, but also aphids, cucumbers, cucumber beetles, and the dreaded squash vine borer. In many parts of the country, lush tomatoes mean healthy tomato hornworms. These finger-sized caterpillars can devastate plants if they arrive in great numbers. Lovage, a perennial herb that tastes a lot like celery, is attractive to hornworms, but if you don't have lovage in your garden already, you can plant dill in groups near your tomatoes. The hornworms often prefer the dill to the tomatoes, reducing the pressure and giving you an easy place to look for them since they are more easily spotted on the dill. Thrips are a tiny insect that bore within the stem of many plants, and even garlic is not immune. Since the leaves are what fuel development of the desired bulb, it's important to keep them pest-free. So if thrips are a problem, plant marigolds among your garlic plants to keep them away. Sometimes you want to plant a different variety of the same species to act as a decoy in your main crop. For instance, the squash vine borer is a serious problem in many parts of the country. Try planting blue Hubbard squash nearby to see if the borers will choose that plant over the ones you like. If you have a lot of pests, see what you can plant to change their focus. It might not be enough to eliminate all pest pressure, but hopefully it will give you enough to give you a successful harvest. For more information on how to handle insects that bother your plants in the garden, as well as wildlife and other gardening tips, please see us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.